What is your favorite part of content that you've ever created for a client? How did it help tell their brand story in a unique and memorable way?
Well, I would say this is Sam Coman. He is like an imaginary. So he's a brand ambassador for one of the corporate clients I have worked before. And up to now, they're using it. So this is like a modern day farmer. So I like how it created the brand story. And I like how it created because the company that I worked for was selling something premium, like premium items that farmers could use. And Sam Coman bridged that gap between them thinking that they could not buy this to them thinking that they deserve the product. So, which was really cool. And I think they've changed, like, the face, but Sam Coman still exists up to now.
If it's a piece of content I created, it's for a nonprofit organization that also has day camps as part of their programming during the summer. It's not one piece of content, actually. It's a whole series of videos, essentially, and, like, one big video where we were getting ready for registration for this camp, and this was post-COVID, and... You know, this was the first camp that, you know, like, minus all the COVID restrictions, like, kids didn't have masks anymore, trips are back, they're not, like, sequestered in one area anymore, like, the kids get to go somewhere, they get to do the regular day camp things, and so this, you know, we're gonna make a big deal about it, obviously, because then, like, you know, people are still nervous about whether or not it's worth it to send their kids to camp when there's all these restrictions and the kids, you know, won't get to have as much fun, really. And, you know, because to all my parents out there, we all know summer camp is a little expensive. So, you know, you gotta know if it's worth the money. So I kind of came up with the suggestion to just do like a really quick and simple FAQ video. We did that before I was in charge of most of like all before I was put in charge of all like the digital content and social media content. They had done that before. It didn't work out too well because the video was too long and it was this huge explainer video, and it was a really well done video, honestly, and there was a Spanish version too, but it just didn't connect with people. And then, you know, it was like 2021, 2022. Which camp was it? 2022. I'm gonna say 2022. And you know, there was a lot of new things that were added on again to, you know, justify the price. And there's a lot of things that were added on, like as like features and like new things. And, you know, there was going to be some changes. So like parents that have been sending their kids to the same camp would be like, what is this? What is this new thing? I'm used to this other thing. Like, why are you changing things? You know, to ease also like, you know, it was to ease the stress from the parents. Because some people just don't like change that much. So to kind of soften that blow in a sense, I suggested to do a really like just quick and simple FAQ video of just the camp director standing somewhere and just answering questions. And we pulled emails from parents from like previous years and like the current year and, you know, and like with questions. And then we basically kind of came up with the FAQs and like, you know, kind of merge it down to like 5-6 questions. And then I just had the camp director answer the questions. And yeah, and then I turned that into one, not super long. It was like 5-minute YouTube video. And then I divvied them up into short form videos, you know, like TikToks or like Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, that format. And then, yeah, and then I just broke them up into there and I would release one to, you know, to social, like every week. The long form video was up on YouTube and was shared everywhere in like a newsletter and all that. And, you know, it got some views because there was like, you know, it's like new camp stuff or whatever. I also linked the registration page to, I mean, on the YouTube video, but also, you know, the registration link was also like in the Instagram bio and like on Facebook, the link was just there. We saw a lot of like clicks to the registration link that also around the same time reflected registrations. And so, yeah, so we did get some conversion from just organic. Like, I mean, if we've done an ad, like I probably have gotten more, but there was an uptick of registrations after those videos were released, because, you know, they represented these new things in like short little bites, and they were consumable and they were easier to remember than, you know, watching this full video for like 10 minutes. Nobody has 10 minutes anymore. Parents are busy. Parents work, you know, and if they don't really work, they have other things to do than sit on YouTube for like 3 minutes getting one question answered. How did it help tell the brand story in a unique and memorable way? I think it was just, you know, all it needed was to just keep it simple. Just, you know, put a face to it. You know, the camp director was wearing the shirt, the camp shirt from like the previous year. So there's some form of like familiarity to it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the camp director. I'm answering your questions for you. And if anything, call me. But, you know, before you call me, watch this first. And then, yeah, I think it, the brand of the camp itself, not just the full organization, was kind of brought to the forefront. It was just, you know, it was fun because of the personality that was on camera. It really contributed to that. So, I mean, I did not mastermind this entire thing. All I did was put the videos together, really. But, yeah, I think that it's still one of my favorite things that I've ever made for this organization, because it actually, like, I saw like results coming out of it.